Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the past 2 weeks, the Boston Marathon bombings have drawn almost all attention away from the U.S. Senate campaign. Just the same, Massachusetts voters are about to make their decisions. Primary election day is Tuesday, which gives the candidates just one more weekend to find new votes and shore up existing support. For a roundup of the race and a look ahead to the weekend, we spoke with longtime political reporter, formerly with the Boston Phoenix, David Bernstein, and started by asking how the bombings have affected the candidates in the race.
Well, certainly the conventional wisdom is that if you're behind, then you don't want the race to get frozen in place. And that's sort of what happened. The race sort of got frozen in place. And the conventional wisdom is that Steve Lynch is running behind Ed Markey and that Gabriel Gomez and Dan Winslow are running behind Mike Sullivan on the Republican side. So you would think that they're behind. And also, the ones who have more momentum, more money to spend, which would be Gabriel Gomez, certainly on the Republican side, really didn't have the opportunity to do anything to cut through the clutter. They had to take their ads down. They had to be a little more cautious. And they were all out of the news. So the assumption is that it helps the front runners and makes it harder to play catch up.
Do you think the assumption's correct? Do you think that the events of the last few days have proved advantageous to the front runners then?
Well, I think that a lot of it depends on what ends up being the turnout. The turnout is going to be very important in this. And the thought is that this is going to really depress turnout because people are not paying that much attention to it. But that's not necessarily the case. You know, they've been distracted by something, but it's sort of, in a sense, cleaned their plate. They're sort of starting fresh, and, you know, we had two debates earlier this week that people got to watch and see clips and reporting from, the final round of ads, and also the sort of barnstorming that's going to take place this weekend. I think it almost helps the ones who are seen as behind because it does sort of start things fresh. And people are tuning in, I think, and starting to pay attention.
All right. I want to ask if you think potential voters have been turned off by the campaign debate over security, given the fact that television viewers have simply been bombarded in the last week and a half by coverage of the bombings.
Well, it's certainly a tough call to make for the campaigns. And you get the sense that they feel like they have to address it, show that they are aware of and serious about this issue that is on everybody's mind, but in a way that they hope is more of a connection with the way people are feeling rather than jarring, you know, a sort of politicizing of the issue.
All right. Let me come back to raw politics as we talk about the Republican race. Is the decision on Tuesday in the primary on the Republican side going to be made by Republican Party voters, or is it going to be made by independents voting for one of the three Republican candidates?
Well, I think the answer to that will tell you who the winner is, quite possibly, because the Republican base is seen as much more solidly behind Mike Sullivan, who is better known to the Republicans and also is seen as the more conservative. So he really has sort of the grassroots support within the Republican Party. Gabriel Gomez and also Dan Winslow are much more trying to appeal to those independents, the unregistered party voters here in Massachusetts, hoping that they will come out and vote for someone who is less conservative, who is less of a party person, more stressing the bipartisanship and moderation. Interestingly enough, if they don't, if those unregistered voters don't get turned on by either Gomez or Winslow, they may end up voting for Lynch in the Democratic Party, and so that may sway the Democratic Party result as well.
All right, we're headed into the final few days and the last weekend of this campaign. Can any of these candidates do anything to change this race in the last few days?
It's funny because there's really two things that are unknown, that they're sort of up for grabs, that they have to look at it at the same time. One is the turnout, because the turnout, since it is expected to be low, your get-out-the-vote is where these campaigns are going to stress the getting in contact with people they've identified as their voters, trying to get them out to the polls, because that could be what sways things in a small turnout election. But at the same time, when you look at the regular voters, the people who vote regardless every time, a large percentage of them are undecided going into this final weekend. So there's really still an opportunity to sway them one way or the other in a way that could very much determine the election. So I think that you're going to see some of the campaigns really concentrating on get out the vote, but they also need to think about trying to sway those undecided voters still, which usually is sort of done by now. But I think because of events and less attention being paid to the campaigns is still up for grabs right now.
Reporter David Bernstein, thanks a lot. Appreciate your insight, and thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.